The Unplanned Pilgrimage, A Journey in Trust, Perseverance, and Patience by Luke D. Baum. Jesus, I trust in you. This simple phrase has been the heartbeat of my prayer life for years. It has remained steady, repeated in both joy and struggle. As I looked ahead to starting medical school soon, I had planned 2 weeks of visiting the exquisite churches and different holy sites throughout Rome, Assisi, Florence, Venice, Rimini, and Ancona. When I set out on this pilgrimage through northern Italy, I could never have imagined how deeply God would ask me to live those words. At the start of the journey, as I picked up my tickets for Pope Leo XIV's first papal audience, a young American seminarian told me, "If this is the beginning of your pilgrimage, be ready. God invites us on pilgrimage as a reflection of life. There will be immense challenges, and like in life, you must lean on him to get through. I'll be praying for you." I thanked him, but I dismissed the gravity of his words. My itinerary was planned down to the hour, with tickets booked and accommodations secured. I expected beauty, peace, and grace, and I had the itinerary in place to make it happen. The first few days were peaceful. I visited Vatican City, attended a papal audience with the new and first North American Pope Leo XIV, had meals and coffee with friends of friends, and visited all the papal basilicas. This was just what I had imagined and planned. That comfort changed when I left the familiarity of Rome to continue toward Assisi. Assisi is a small town north of Rome and the home of St. Francis and lesser-known St. Clare, some of the greatest pilgrims in Christian history. St. Francis gave up wealth to embrace simplicity and serve others. As I boarded the train, I prayed to be filled with their pilgrim spirit. God, in his wisdom, gave me what I asked for, though not in the way I expected. Midway through the journey, we were informed that a railway strike would prevent the train from reaching Assisi. I would stop 20 miles short. Suddenly, I had no place to sleep and no way to reach Florence, where I had planned to spend that night. I felt panic rise within me. I moved to another train car and began to pray with urgency. That was when I noticed two men wearing crosses around their necks. I asked if they were also headed to Assisi. They were. Their names were Jello and Vic, members of Verbum Dei. Together, we found other stranded travelers and arranged a taxi to reach Assisi. Throughout the day, Jello and Vic stayed close. Whenever I lost sight of them, they reappeared. When I considered walking alone for fear of burdening them, they invited me back with gentle warmth. By evening, it became clear that I would not reach Florence. Jello and Vic invited me to return to Rome with them and stay at their guest house. With no better option, I accepted. I thanked God for placing them into my life. At dawn the next morning, I boarded a train to Florence. Everything went smoothly. I explored the city, full of wonder and gratitude. That afternoon, I prepared to travel to Venice, where I would stay the night. At the bus stop, I learned the bus would be delayed by over an hour. For someone else, that might not have seemed like a big problem. For me, exhausted and still recovering from the past day, it felt like too much to bear. I sat down, placed my bag beside me, and began to cry. Frustration welled up in me. I felt anger toward the transit system, and even more toward God. I had asked for peace and support. Why did the difficulties continue? Through the tears, I turned again to prayer, asking for comfort and strength. When the bus finally arrived, I climbed aboard with a glimpse of hope. After an hour, the driver began making frequent stops to rest. During one stop, less than an hour from Venice, the driver announced that he might not be able to continue. Incredibly frustrated, I found myself stuck again, on the side of the road in a foreign country, unsure of where I would sleep. Once more, I turned to God. My prayer this time was raw and insistent. I found myself saying, "Lord, you will get me where I'm going. You will not let anything stand in the way." The prayer felt bold. I was not sure I had the right to speak to God like that. Just as I finished praying, the bus engine started. We continued toward Venice. I could feel that, despite my anger and frustration, maybe God was listening. Upon arrival, I called my parents, overwhelmed and exhausted. During the final stretch of that bus ride, I had sensed a powerful conviction. I needed to change my plans. I decided to delete my itinerary and slow down. I reduced the number of cities I would visit and allowed more time for rest, especially in Venice. I spoke with my parents and girlfriend to ensure this was not just an impulsive decision. I prayed about it, and then I made the change. God blessed that choice. My time in Venice brought peace and beauty. Even though I still felt some loneliness, I began to rest more deeply. I rowed boats through quiet canals and found the stillness I had longed for. Later in the pilgrimage, more challenges arose. They no longer held the same weight, though. I had learned to adapt, to listen, and to trust. Changing direction became easier. Prayer became constant. I discovered the quiet joy of trusting that God would always guide me where I needed to be. As Psalm 37:5 says, "Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will act." I began to live that truth, slowly releasing control over each step and letting God lead. At the beginning of this journey, I thought I would write about the beautiful churches I visited. Instead, I discovered something deeper. Pilgrimage is not about sights and schedules. It is about stepping into discomfort and letting God carry you through uncertainty. Though I often felt weak, I was reminded of Paul's words in 2 Corinthians 12:9. "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness." These words gave me peace when my strength ran out. I returned home with a new sense of perseverance. I grew in patience. Most of all, I learned to release my obsession with perfect plans. Life does not need to follow my exact itinerary. Sometimes, the holiest response is to surrender control and to let God lead the way. Jesus, I trust in you. Now those words are no longer just spoken in prayer. They are lived in the quiet trust of every uncertain step forward.